The Henry Morgan Show? EverSharp, manufacturers of EverSharp chick injector razors and blades, and famous EverSharp precision lighting instruments, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises. Good evening, everybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you. Last week in Washington, a congressman made a speech in which he said that New York was not an English-speaking city. This is true. The congressman from the South. He happened, of course, to be absolutely correct in his assumption that New Yorkers are not well-spoken. Except, of course, for a few of them born here. You see, it's quite true that many of us, or our parents, or their parents, came from abroad. For example, I understand that the congressman's antecedents were English and spoke quite clearly and distinctly.
What would happen to you here? The giant said nothing till all sat there.
Of course, there are some of us who were born in the city of New York, who were sufficiently fortunate not to have picked up any of the local speech mannerisms. I mean, it's been years since I was in school, of course, but that don't mean I can't speak no English.
It's a question of choice. Like the other night, I was to dance, so I was standing around a couple of girls, and we was doing a red. And afterwards, we took the things home, and me and the other fellas had some beers and went to drink. Fallen day, I had a hangover. I didn't go to work. I knocked off.
What's the matter with the congressman? That ain't English. Matter of fact, I heard that congressman speak once. And he really does know about the English language. You know what he said?
I'll tell the members of the Congress what I think.
Well, I got that off my chest. Sometimes, when I'm not sleeping so well, I go to the movies. The other day, I went to see a movie starring those immortal lovers, cowboy Hernando Fenstermacher and his horse, Flatfoot. And there was a second feature, too. Gwendolyn Schmendlin and Terry Kneeback in a delightful $38 picture called Blondie Drops Dead. Also Andy Hardy. Well, I finally found a seat, and I just settled myself for a nice nap when the woman in back of me, the woman who's always in back of you, too, started talking.
Hey, look at that hat Gwendolyn's wearing. Yeah, you want another chocolate? Thanks. Mabel has a hat like that. Only $2.95 she paid for hers. On her, it looks terrible.
It's better than that new car.
Yeah. Hey, ain't that fellow with the striped pants, Harry, what's his name, used to be a child star?
Yeah. What's he doing now, climbing into a lady's boudoir?
Yes, amazing how they grow up, ain't it? Now, look, her and her husband are leaving the room. Look out, Harry, he's got a gun.
You want another chocolate?
Thanks. Ooh, that was close. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's looking for the diamond bracelet. Not there, Harry. Over there, in the drawer.
Why do you want to tell him where it is, Paula?
I don't know. Somehow I always liked Harry.
Personally, I'd grown to hate Harry. And I was glad when they caught him red-handed and the judge gave him 10 years. The sentence could have been worse. They could have made him sit through the picture. Well, I was just dozing off again when Poyle started in on the second feature.
Oh, this picture I've seen already. Look, they're at breakfast. He's hitting her in the face with half a grapefruit. Ain't that awesome? Yeah, with grapefruit two for a quarter. The reason they're arguing is that when they got married yesterday, she told them she was poor. Now she's confessed she's got $3 million. What man would stand for that?
Only a heel of the face waters.
Mm. Then later in the picture, she tries to regain his love. She tells him she gave away the $3 million.
What happens then?
He hits her with the other half of the grapefruit. Oh, look out. He's got a gun. Oh, I forgot it ain't loaded. He's just cleaning it. I mean, he thinks it ain't loaded, and you think it ain't loaded, unless you've seen the picture, of course. But one morning at breakfast, he's drinking orange juice and cleaning the gun.
Orange juice?
Yeah, she don't give him no more grapefruit. Anyway, he's cleaning the gun, and it goes off. It was really loaded, see what I mean? And he shoots his wife.
Kills her, huh?
No, she just incurs a nasty flesh wound. You have incurred a nasty flesh wound, Thelma, old Dr. Hostel tells her. Then he says, I brought you into this world, and I can heal this breach. But you must look into your heart to find out how to heal this breach in your marriage. Then he turns and walks slowly away. Oh, it's enough to make you cry.
I understand what you mean. Then the doctor kills himself, huh?
No, he comes back.
Why?
You see, he was so busy talking, he forgot to fix up the nasty flesh wound. Say, that man is listening to every single word we say.
Which one?
The one in front of us that's pretending to be asleep.
Of all the noise.
Well, let him listen. Maybe he'll learn something.
So how do they patch things up on account of the shutter?
Certainly not, lady.
How do you know, Smarty? You see the picture?
No, but I'm a pretty good guesser. Thelma finds that she's going to have a baby, but she's too proud to tell Poindexter, her husband. However... However, I imagine that what will happen is old Dr. Hostel has a man-to-man talk with Poindexter. Since they're both men, he has no other choice. And the proud father arrives at the hospital just in time. Thelma tells him that she hasn't given away the $3 million, but had merely buried it. So they decide to dig it up and put it in the baby's name. Then Poindexter hands him a fountain pen and insists that he autograph the baby. As he does so, they all fade and the picture ends.
Is that right, Boyle?
Yeah, that's right. And all I gotta say is some people got a lot of nerve telling the ending and spoiling the picture for everybody else.
We have a pretty funny routine towards the end of the show. And now a short 15-minute commercial announcement. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. I said a commercial announcement for kids. Kids, the Eversharp Chicken Injector Razor, the Eversharp, that is, makes an inexpensive Father's Day present if you have an inexpensive father. The razor changes blades automatically, which means that your father will have more time for giving you those lickings you need. All you have to remember, kids, is the name Eversharp. That's all you have to remember. Of course, if that's all you remember, you'll fail in geography, history, spelling, and arithmetic. But you'll be making the Eversharp company very happy. And, of course, the razor's worth a lot more money. But we can't get it. Another interesting item, the razor blades are made from the same kind of high-quality steel that goes into razor blades. The Eversharp Chick Injector Razor comes with 20 blades, or enough so your father can slash you hundreds of times. Remember, $1.25 cash will help you to trim your father's mustache. As you know, Ray Heatherton is at the Biltmore Hotel now. He's appearing there, doing fine. And the last time Ray Heatherton was with us, he sang an cute Irish brogue. And to introduce him, I tried a little brogue myself. A number of letters came in and suggested that I do excellent dialect, except Irish. Well, what happens is the dialect I do even worse, Scotch. Ray's number is Scotch, and he does it fine, so I quit.
It's nice to sit down when you're 94 down by the kitchen fire and think of the things you used to have and the girls that you admire. But a farmer's life's a healthy life and I feel as good as new. A little bit of Bob, you'll be surprised at what I'll tell you. I'm 94 this morning, I am 94 today. I'm not so young as I used to be, I'm getting old and gray. But my heart is young and I'm fond of fun and I'm very proud to say I'm getting married on Thursday, though I'm 94 today. No. 94 today. Well, I didn't feel a day over 87. I've been married before, you know. I have a fine son, Donald. Donald's a fine kid. He's 72. A little small for his age. Then there's his lad, Angus. Angus is 54 and a bit flighty.
Well, he'll settle down when he gets older. His child, Sandy, is 36, and he has a tiny tot of his own, Wee Alec. Wee Alec is planning to get married, too, you know. And I heard him telling his dad and granddad, in the presence of his great-grandfather the other day, that he thinks I'm going to leave him the money for his honeymoon after I'm gone. Well, I'm going to fool them. The money's going for my honeymoon, and that's the reason I'm getting married again. It's not love, you see. Not love at all. Spite. I'm 94 this morning, I am 94 today. I'm not so young as I used to be, I'm getting old and gray. But my heart is young and I'm fond of fun and I'm very proud to say I'm getting married on Thursday, oh, I'm 94 today.
Several weeks ago, we opened the Morgan Summer Resort and Travel Agency to give people a choice of places where they could go to get their 2 weeks of sunstroke. Ha ha! Our agency, you remember, handles both Class A and Class B hotels. The difference between A and B is this: the Class A hotel has its name on the towels, and the towels of the Class B hotel have the name of the Class A hotel. Just a minute, I see another customer coming in. Good day, sir, and what can we do for you?
I come in to see about my wife wants she could go, should go on one of them one-way cruises.
You know, I never wrote it that way.
Well, I come in to see about my wife wants she should go away on one of them cruises.
I see. What did she have in mind?
What she had in mind was she should go away on one of them cruises.
Yes. Well, I think that they'll...
You got boats?
Yes, we've got boats. I was just going to say that...
Then get her a boat. She should go away on one of them cruises.
Well, we have two luxury liners on our list. One goes to Bermuda.
And the other one?
Doesn't.
Where does that one go?
Well, there seems to be something wrong with it. It starts out for Bermuda, but the waves keep pushing it back to Pier 66. Would you care to see a picture of it?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll have my office boy get it all, Mr. Arnold.
Yeah.
Well, you get a picture of that pleasure boat from the files.
Say, please.
You know, it's the only time in radio a line like that ever got applause. You said, Mr. Arnold?
I said, say, please, if you want to get a picture from the files already.
All right, please. You see, sir, he hasn't been paid in 3 weeks.
In a file, in a file. Let me see. Do grant you seashore, Camp Schmo. Oh, here it is. The SS suicide.
Suicide?
That's his idea of a joke.
Joke?
Now, let's look at this boat. What do you think of it?
It don't look very sturdy in the picture.
Yeah, it's sturdier on the picture than it is on the water.
Mr. Arnold, if you please. You see, sir, the boat may not look perfect because she saw service during the war. She went down twice.
By enemy action?
No, it was apparently her own idea. Always was a strange ship.
My wife likes sports on a boat. They got sports for my wife on them cruises?
Yes, they're swimming.
In a pool?
In the ocean.
That's fine. Let's see now. What are them little boats on the side?
Oh, those are the lifeboats.
Are the lifeboats examined on every trip?
On this ship, they used on every trip.
That's so. Sounds dangerous.
Oh, not really dangerous. Let's call it thrilling. Your wife would have found the last cruise really stimulating. Don't take my word for it. Ask any survivor.
How long will my wife be gone?
Who knows? Well, what I actually mean is, of course, our four-month cruise includes a stopover in South America.
Which country?
That depends on the wind.
I made up my mind. 4 months on the SS suicide for my wife.
You sure now?
Yeah. She told me to make sure she should go away on one of them cruises.
But?
She didn't say I had to make sure she got back.
Cute. Didn't mean anything much, but it was cute. Have you ever noticed what jolly fellows used car dealers are? Alan touched on this, but didn't really do it. Well, they all have names like the Giggling Turk, the Chuckling Arabian, the Guffawing Eskimo. I used to wonder what made used car dealers so happy. And I finally decided it must be the prices written on the windshields of the cars they're selling. And then there are some dealers who aren't content to be merely happy. They've lost their marbles entirely. Men like Screwball Rumshinsky, Crackpot Kleber, Maniac Morgan. Now, this last group, they're mostly settling on the West Coast, but they'll be here soon. This last group advertises that they've gone mad because they sell cars for less than they paid for them. And anybody in Wall Street will tell you that this sort of thing drives a man crazy quicker than anything else. Just the other day, a fellow I know got tired waiting for a new car and decided to buy a used car, so he went to see Maniac Morgan.
Hey, are you Maniac Morgan?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm Napoleon. None of you just fruitcake.
Well, could you get a grip on yourself so you could show me a used car?
Yes, sir. I'll just take a look at this 1934 Fedang convertible, $800, only 200 miles on the speedometer.
Well, how come there's only 200 miles on the speedometer?
We turned it back. How crazy can you get?
I've been taken care of, has it?
Sir?
I said, been taken good care of, has it?
Mister, this little job here was owned by a nice old elderly couple in their old age who used to bring it into the house every night and give it a saucer of warm milk.
Yeah, well, I guess they didn't have much trouble carrying it. It don't have no chassis.
That's a beauty part. Your modern automobile today is loaded down with all kinds of useless accessories. Like a chassis, for instance. Now, this little baby is streamlined, ready to go wherever you tow it.
Hey, well, look, it's only got three wheels.
Friend, you're going to accuse that nice old elderly couple of stealing a wheel, are you?
Well, no, I
don't
I didn't.
You have a mother and a father?
Yeah, I do, and they sure can wreck a car. But could I see something with four wheels?
Okay, you want to be fussy? Here, how's about this 1928 Pratt Vogel? Just look at that speedometer.
And there's no mileage at all.
Right. Came direct from the factory in Detroit.
Well, I mean, there ought to be some mileage for a trip like that.
Don't be silly. Six guys carried. They didn't want to dirty the tires. Oh. Look, this little car has four wheels. If it's wheels you want, wheels you get.
Well, let me look at something else, will you?
All right, look at this little job here. Belonged to this nice elderly lady, see? She never passed a driver's license. Practically like new.
But that's a snowplow, ain't it?
Friend, look, you paint over where it says Department of Streets, how many people are going to notice?
Well, you got something a little less conspicuous.
All right. How about this brand new 1947 Buzzkirk over here? This price, brand new,
$1,200. $1,200 for a new car?
That's right, Jack, but we ain't allowed to sell no new cars here. Hand me that sledgehammer. Okay. We got a used car. Take it away for $1,800. Bernie Green leads the orchestra and makes the arrangements for it, too. The other day, Bernie and I were discussing the music number for this week, and I said I thought he ought to do a popular tune for once. So he agreed, and we went out and bought Variety, which lists the hit tunes every week. And then we decided that that wasn't popular enough. We ought to get a real classic. Something that everybody knows and loves. And we ought to make real symphonic stuff out of it. So finally we decided on a tune that's been on the secret hit parade for years. And nobody's ever noticed. Bernie Green and the orchestra, and one of the best known tunes of our time. Ladies and gentlemen, Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic Injector Razors and Eversharp Pens and Repeater Pencils, has an announcement so sensational, so important to you about pens, that tonight Eversharp Pens take the spotlight. Ever hear a pen talk? You're going to right now. Eversharp CA pens are now on sale. And talk about values. Listen.
I am the $25 14-carat gold-filled Eversharp CA repeater pen.
Now $9.95.
I am the $15 Eversharp CA pen with 14-carat gold-filled caps.
Now $7.95.
I am the $8.75 Eversharp CA pen.
Now $5.95.
I am the $6.95 Eversharp CA pen.
Now $3.95. Here are values that may never again be duplicated. Here is an opportunity that you cannot afford to miss. So act quickly. Buy several now. Father's Day graduation and business gifts. Compare. Comparison proves. Give Eversharp and you save on the finest.
I am the $6.95.
You know, I said. You know, I spend many delightful and educational hours listening to the radio, trying to beat contestants on quiz programs to the answers. Like last week, I won thousands of dollars just sitting home. Now, one program particularly intrigues me. It's run by some medical man, a doctor something or other. Maybe the dentist, I don't know. It's a very educational radio show, and if it was on every night, we could do away with all the colleges in the country. So to do our bit to improve America's IQ, we put together a program something like this one. I'm ready, Charlie.
Okay, Henry. The following program is sponsored by the Acid Fruit and Vegetable Company. Try our fruit and vegetables. It's pre-treated with enough acid to kill all harmful vitamins. An acid fruit is guaranteed to give you that rich, healthy, glowing rash. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, your quiz master and mine, Dr. I.J. the Mental Fox.
Thank you. I'd like you to meet my associate, Mr. Hart, in the left balcony.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mr. Schaffner in the right balcony.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mr. Marks in the left orchestra.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mr. Crunch in the right orchestra. Mr. Crunch in the right orchestra. Mr. Crunch, you're through with this show.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, who's our first contestant, Mr. Hart? Our first contestant, please, Mr. Hart.
I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
Oh, then I won't disturb you now. Who's our first contestant?
Gentlemen here, Doctor.
$10 silver to that gentleman if he can tell me whether the Atlantic Charter was signed on the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, I'm sorry. But if you look it up, I think you'll find it was signed on a boat. But a bag of potatoes. Next contestant.
I have a lady, Doctor.
$16 silver if that lady will answer this question. Think now. How many states are there in the United States?
48.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I think...
Dr. I.J., that's the right answer, 48.
I'm sorry, it says right here on my slip, 84.
Doctor, you're holding it upside down.
What a big bunch of grace for that lady!
I have a gentleman on the balcony, Doctor.
$12 silver to that gentleman if he tells me whether a muskrat is an island in the Pacific, an island in the Atlantic, an island in the Mediterranean, or an island in the Antarctic.
I think it's an animal.
I'm sorry, sir, but you'll have to stick to those choices.
An island in the Atlantic.
Oh, I'm sorry, but if you look it up, you'll find a muskrat is an animal. But give that gentleman...
I have a gentleman in the mezzanine, Doctor.
$24 silver to that gentleman if he tells me who won the cutest baby contest in New York City in 1924.
Robert G. Croy.
Give that gentleman $24 silver. Your name and address, sir.
Robert G. Croy. I have a lady in the loge,
Doctor. It's time for our regular feature, the tongue twister. $16 silver if you repeat this sentence after me, exactly as I say it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here I go. I can only say it once, so listen. Say Thelma to Thelma. If Elmer takes Thelma swimming, swimming, when Elmer and Thelma are sweet, sweet 16, 16, listen carefully, I can only say it once. Says Thelma to Elmer. Thelma, if Thelma takes her, give that lady $13 silver.
I have a gentleman, Doctor.
$75 silver to that gentleman if he answers this question correctly. If a man runs 100 yards in 10 seconds and a lady runs 200 yards wearing sneakers, how long will it take?
Would you repeat the question, please?
No, but a bag of split pea peas. I have a gentleman here, Doctor.
For our final question, we come now to our famous people contest. We will give you clues about a famous person. If you guess right on the first clue, you get 100 silver dollars.
Ooh, I'm dying.
Now, with each clue given, the price goes down. Are you ready?
Hurry up, Doc.
Very well, here's the first clue. He was a famous...
George Washington.
One moment, please. He was born in...
Abraham Lincoln.
Will you please let me finish the clue?
I'm sorry, Doc.
Very well. As a little child...
Margaret O'Brien!
Not yet. As a child, he was very small.
Mickey Rooney!
Please, one at a time.
Tommy Manville!
Oh, I give up.
Robert E. Lee!
Now, sir, listen. Second clue for 50 silver dollars, and let me finish this time. It's the only way you can win, you know.
Okay, Doc, I got excited, but I'm relaxed now. I'm being a regular. Go ahead, Doc.
Very well. This man...
Ludwig von Beethoven.
No, he's not a musician.
Oh, Carl Lombardo.
I'm sorry, your time is up. The person I had in mind was Lorenzo Tanak, the man who modernized the pushcart. But give that man a small bag of silk green.
And listen again next week to Dr. I.J. the Mental Fox.
Only 3 days left before Father's Day to get Dad the one gift that's sure to click. An Eversharp Chick Injector Razor. The only razor with the automatic blade changer. He'll be thankful every time he shaves. You'll be thankful for that economical price. Only $1.25, complete with 20 Eversharp Chick blades. Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chick Injector Razors and Blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.